Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Sunday night. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast, and I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me the opportunity once again to share the very Word of God again with you. I thank God for all of you that are listening to the broadcast, and once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-O-R-D. The number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. And once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So without further ado, we're going to open up with prayer. And for those of you who are listening to me, wherever you listen to me at, why don't you join in with me as we petition the Lord, Spirit, to be with us. And also, I will be praying 91st Psalms. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day and opportunity you've given us and blessing us to be able to petition you in humility for the presence of your Spirit. And therefore, Lord, we need your Spirit to be with us, Lord God, as we study this, the Word of God, and Lord God, as we seek truth, because you know all truth. And therefore, we seek you to show us this truth, and we ask that you do it through your Spirit. And Father, as I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, I shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Lord, I say unto you that you are my refuge and my fortress. You are my God, and you will I trust. Surely, Lord God, you shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. You shall cover me, Lord, with your feathers, and under your wings shall I trust. Lord, your truth shall be my shield and buckler. I shall not be afraid for the terror by night, neither for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. For only with my eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because I have made you my Lord, who is my refuge and my Most High God, my habitation. And therefore shall, Lord God, no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. For, Lord, you shall give your angels charge over me to keep me in all your ways. They shall bear me up in their hands, Lord God, lest I dash my foot against a stone. By the authority given me of Jesus Christ, I shall tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall I trample under my feet. Because, Lord, you have set your love upon me. Therefore, you will deliver me. You will set me, Lord, on high, because you have known my name. And, Father, I shall call upon you, and you will counsel me. You will be with me, Lord, in trouble. You will deliver me and honor me. And with long life will you satisfy me and show me your salvation. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Glory. I sense the Holy Ghost behind that prayer. Halabashata. Glory. I sense the Holy Ghost behind that prayer. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to have an opening scripture. And the opening scripture, if you would turn to me, if you have your Bibles with you, we're going to go to the book of Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. The book of Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20 is our opening scripture to our lesson tonight. Praise be to God. Glory to the Most High God. Jesus, glory. I sense the presence of the Lord's Spirit upon me, and I'm grateful for that. It's nothing like the presence of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 5. Verse 20 is going to be our opening scripture. Glory. And the word of God says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. The Lord said, woe unto them that call good evil and evil good. And we have that going on today in the world, that that which God, we got to understand, when God said this, this is especially what God calls good. And you have people today calling what God calls good evil. And we know God himself is good. That's his nature. And they are even calling God evil. And there are things that God has called evil that people are calling good. And sad to say, some of God's own people have gotten wrapped up in the same thing, that they're beginning to do the same as the people in the world. They're calling what God calls good evil, and what God calls evil, they're calling good. And the Lord said, woe unto them. Do you know that woe is not a blessing, it's a curse? Amen. Woe is misery, sorrow, all that. That's a curse. Hallelujah. Tonight's topic, we're still in the series on about Masonry, the secret society Masonry, the Masonic organization. We're dealing with another section tonight, and it's titled Masonry, Calling God Balaam. Masonry, Calling God Balaam. And we're going to look here at one of the highly regarded leaders in Masonry, of how he calls God the Balaam. We're going to look in the Word of God and see what the Word has to say for that. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus, for the presence of your Spirit. We're going to open up once again with what this highly regarded leader in Masonry said, known as Albert Pike. How Albert Pike was one of the, quote, big men in Masonry, one of the high-level Masons, highly regarded in Mason, who was the author of a book called Morals and Dogma. And in Morals and Dogma, page 226, this is what he says, and I pray that you will listen closely to this as we are on this topic tonight. This is what he said in his book. He said, Masonry, around whose altars the Christian, the Hebrew, the Muslim, the Brahmin, the followers of Confucius and Zoroaster can assemble as brethren and unite in prayer to the one God who is above all, the Balaam, must needs leave it to each of its initiates to look for the foundation of his faith and hope to the written scriptures of his own religion. Albert Pike, who talks about all of these religions uniting in prayer to the one God who is above all, the Balaam, calling God the Balaam. Hallelujah, glory. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to, hallelujah. Glory about Shatta, glory. We're going to get that tonight. He calling God the Balaam. And for those of you who are Christians who became Masons, this is what you came in agreement with. Now, I have talked to you before, for those of you who said, I ain't never said it out of my mouth, but once again, when you join organizations like this, you also accepting what they're standing on. Now, once again, this is something from one of the high-level Masons, highly regarded men in Masonry, had to say in dealing with Masonry and how that he called God the Balaam. The Balaam. Let's talk about that for a minute, because we're going to look once again into the Word of God and see, does the Lord, or does the Word of God, agree with God being called the Balaam? Mm-hmm. Now, here's the first thing that we must understand. One of the pagan gods of Canaan, or the Canaanites, was called Baal, B-A-A-L. He was a pagan god. And his name is supposed to mean Lord or Master. Okay? He was a pagan god. He was not the twin god. But he was a pagan god that the people of Canaan worshiped. Okay? And when his name is spelled with L-I-M, because originally is pronounced and spelled Baal, B-A-A-L. But sometimes in the scriptures, it is not only spelled B-A-A-L, but it's spelled B-A-A-L-I-M, which is more like a plural side of Baal. But either way it go, Baal or Balaam was not the true and living God. Baal or Balaam was the idol, evil, demonic God. This is why I open scripture in Isaiah 5 and 20 said, woe to them that call good evil. And so while Albert Pike was calling the true and living God a the Balaam, which said that name means Lord and Master, but the Balaam in the scripture was referred to the pagan gods of Canaan. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the Lord said in Isaiah 5 and 12, he said, woe to them that call good evil and evil good. It's like calling God Satan. You understand that? And see, if you have people who don't get in the scriptures, they would accept this as being the norm. That'd be right. Especially when it's coming from somebody who has such a high position in the organization. It even happens in the churches. People that have, quote, high position in the churches to say just about whatever. And people who are, quote, under them, who don't study the word for themselves, they would just take it because he or she said it, and they should know, and they're in a high position. No. See, that's why, once again, I stress to people, and let me put it more specifically, to those of you who are professing to be Christians, do your due diligence and study the word. Now, I know I'm subject to error and miss it. But I know that studying the word is the key. And there are some of you out there who is the too busy people. You too busy to get in the word, to study. You too busy to come before God and pray. But you are still expecting God to protect you, defend you, do whatever you need it, but you don't want to give no time to him. Some of you are thinking just because you have become a Christian that you just got all what you need to stand against the devil. And now, therefore, you're going against the enemy without the word and without prayer. You're going against the enemy without preparation. You're going against the enemy without any communion with God. Let me sum it up for you. You're going against the enemy in your own strength. And you're going to fail. And there are no doubt some Christians who have became Mason or joined the Masonic order without doing their due diligence, without studying, without searching up the organization, none of that. And what they did is they spoke sweet nothings into your ear and you accepted it. They threw up the name God and maybe at even time Jesus. And you just were caught and captivated. And then they told you, say, hey, you know, we give to the poor. We go visit children. And so now you all caught up and said, well, this thing got to be God because all this stuff they saying they do is sound good. So in your mind, why search it up? I heard all I need to hear. And fail to understand that that is nothing but a disguise. Amen? Let's go to the book of Judges, chapter 2. The book of Judges, chapter 2. book of Judges, chapter 2. And I'm going to read verses 8 to verse 13. Our key verses is going to be 12 and 13, but I'm going to read verses 8 to verse 13. Because for the most part, the word Baal or Balaam, for the most part, is brought up mostly in your Old Testament. Okay? Amen. And so, therefore, if we're going to see whether God is really called Baal or Balaam, we need to look up in the Old Testament. In fact, let me make a correction here. The word Baal does show up one time in the New Testament. So I must correct myself on that. It does show up one time in the New Testament. Amen. And we will look up and look at that. Amen. But the word Balaam, which is the plural of the word Baal, only shows up in the Old Testament according to the concordance. Amen. Now, let's look at Judges chapter 2, verse 8 through 13. And let's see if God is called Balaam. Amen. Verse 8 said, "And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Heres, in the mount of Ephraim on the north side of the hill Gash. And also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel." "And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and served Balaam." Now, if God was Balaam, why would the scripture say they did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Balaam? The scripture showing you that's two different people, don't it? And the scripture showing you that if they ain't serving God, who's the true and living God, then this Balaam has to be someone else that is evil. Okay? Verse 12, 7, "They forsook the Lord, God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods of the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord to anger." So Balaam couldn't be God. It had to be, once again, as I said before, the idol god, the evil god, the demon gods, okay? Verse 13 said, "And they forsook the Lord and served Baal," that's the singular side, "and Asherah," idol gods. Amen? So we see right here in the book of Judges, God is not called Balaam. Balaam is referred to as the plural of the word Baal, which is what? A idol god, a demon god. And see, this is what has happened to many Christians who have become Masons. Notice that it said that the generation that rose up after Joshua, or after the generation especially with Joshua, knew not the Lord. They didn't know the works that he had done in Israel. So the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord by serving Baal. And see, I want to say today that many of you that have become Masons, you have come in ignorance to become a Mason. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because many of you, it's not told up front, neither do you know what or who you actually serving. And this is why God has blessed on this broadcast for me to give this information to you so you may know and seek God about it. Amen. Now, if you, quote, is in love with the Masonic order, you're not going to research this. I'm just going to be straight up with you. You're not going to research it. You're going to disregard it because I know some of you and what you hear me bring, you're already saying, "Man, I ain't heard no stuff like that. And they ain't never told me no stuff like that." And blah, blah, blah. And now you know what I say to you on that? I say, I believe you. Because once again, going back to your high-level Mason, Albert Pike, he let you know you are purposely giving false interpretation, false information. You lower level Masons, You only told so much of a few stuff, but the center core, you are purposely being misled and purposely given false interpretation. Because why? Because according to Albert Pike, you have not proven yourself worthy for the real truth. And some of you said, well, what do you mean? Well, according to Albert Pike, you have to be an what is called an adept, a sage, or one of the elect. In other words, you got to be of the high level of matrix to get the real truth behind the meaning of those symbols and all of that. So, yeah, I believe many of you that said, well, man, I ain't never seen that. I ain't never heard that. I've been a Mason with blah, blah, blah. They ain't never told me that. Yeah, but that tell me what level you on. And some of you may be listening of a higher level, and you know this, and you're lying. Because the oath you took, you cannot come out and say, well, yeah, that's true. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the living God. Glory to the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 12. 1 Samuel chapter 12. Thank you, Jesus, for the word of God. 1 Samuel chapter 12. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 12. I'm going to read verses 6 to verse 10. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verses 6 to verse 10. Thank you, Jesus. And the word said, and Samuel said unto the people, it is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron, and that brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt. Now therefore stand still, that I may reason with you before the Lord of all the righteous acts of the Lord which he did to you and to your fathers. When Jacob was called to Egypt, and your fathers cried unto the Lord, then the Lord sent Moses and Aaron, which brought forth your fathers out of Egypt, and made them dwell in this place. And when they forgot the Lord their God, he sold them into the hand of Sisera, captain of the host of Hazor, and into the hand of the Philistines, and into the hand of the king of Moab, and they fought against him. And they cried unto the Lord and said, we have sinned, because we have forsaken the Lord and served Balaam and Asherah. But now deliver us out of the hand of our enemies, and we will serve thee. Samuel was testifying to the people about what their forefathers had done, how that the God had brought them out of Egypt. And Samuel said that they got to a point that they forgot the Lord. God sold them or turned them over to the hands of Caesar, captain of the host. In other words, in verse 9, he turned them over to the hand of their enemies. And Samuel told him, said, they cried unto the Lord, and they admitted that they had sinned because they have forsaken the Lord and served Balaam. I want you to understand, Christian Mason, when you went and joined a Masonic order, you went into the act of forsaking the Lord and serving Balaam. Okay? But once again, when you look here, the Lord is not called Balaam. Balaam here, you see, is another, quote, little g god that would be in worship. Remember what God said in Exodus, what? Exodus 20, I am a jealous God. Okay? So when you go and serving other gods, it makes God jealous. Amen. It makes him jealous. And so Samuel is running down the history to them and say, hey, this is what your fathers did. This is what your fathers did, okay? Amen. Oh, glory. I sense the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. And see, Samuel is rehearsing this to him because he's letting them know, say, this was sin. This was wrong, okay? And the whole aim of the Masonic order is to get you to turn totally over to their gods, which the head one is Satan. So you say, well, I believe in Jesus. Okay. Go ahead, keep be joined unto it. And then call yourself talking about I want to go up the ranks. Then you're going to see what decision they're going to tell you you got to make. You got to understand. Overall, in the Masonic order, they don't want to hear nothing about no Jesus. They don't want to follow Jesus. I already, you know, gave you the research about what one of them said about how that the Masonic order ignores the Holy Ghost. They don't be want to live by the Spirit of God. So how far you think you're going to get coming up before and say, wait, let's talk about Jesus and let's let Jesus lead. Okay, like I said, if you ain't got to believe me, try it. See how far you get. Amen. Try it and see how far you get. They're going to shoot your plane down out the air, people. They're going to shoot your plane down. And once again, I'm not trying to be funny. This thing is serious. I'm trying to show to the Christians who went and joined a Masonic order, because basically this whole series on Masonry is surrounded by the thing that where you, and I have heard it, and I know some of you have heard it, that Masonry is a Christian organization. And see here, I'm presenting to you this truth and this research to show you that no, it's not. That you be not deceived. And you got one of their high-level Masons who are highly regarded Masonry calling God Balaam. And Balaam is an idol god. It was Baal, who was one of the pagan gods of Canaan. And here you got a man calling God a pagan god, an evil god. And God said in Isaiah 5 and 20, woe to them that call good evil. God is good. You calling him Baal, you calling him evil. Because that's what the children of Israel, from what we see in scripture, start doing. They forsake God to start serving this idol gods. And they have sinned. And God wants you to know, Christian, you have sinned. When you went and joined a Masonic order, because they do not worship the true and living God, you have joined to an organization where you are put to serve an idol gods. Amen? And God wants you, therefore, to repent. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. He's worthy to be praised and to be glorified, people. He's worthy to be lifted up. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 18. 1 Kings chapter 18. Thank God for the word of truth. 1 Kings chapter 18. And I'm going to read verses 16 to verse 18. 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 16 to verse 18. Thank you, Jesus. And the word of God says, so Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, and that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now, once again, what does this show? God and Balaam is not the same person. God was not called Balaam. This Balaam was an idol god. It was one of the pagan gods of the Canaan. It was not the true and living God. Okay? This Balaam, pluralized of the word Baal, was an evil god. The very center thing, Satan. And Satan's nature is what? Evil. God's nature is good. So once again, the book of Isaiah, our opening scripture, the Lord said, woe to them that call good evil and evil good. Woe to them. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the living God. Thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised and be glorified. Let's go to another scripture. Second Book of Kings, chapter 1. Second Book of Kings, chapter 1. And we're going to read verses 1 to verse 3. Second Kings, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Amen. Hallelujah. And the word of God says, then Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab. And Ahaziah fell down through a lattice in his upper chamber that was in Samaria and was sick. And he sent messengers and said unto them, go inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover of this disease. But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria and say unto them, is it not because there is not a god in Israel that ye go to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron? Now, notice how that's spelled, Baal-Zebub. They got the name Baal in there. Remember, Baal is a pagan god of the Canaanites. When you pluralize that word, it is Baalim. Okay? Now, once again, if the Lord was Baal or Balaam, then the scriptures would not put them as like two different people. And they are. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And see, some of us as Christians are doing certain things that God is not in. That God has become absent or is absent to. He's not in it. Therefore, you're joining the Masonic organizations thinking that you get a little spice in your life. And now you're inquiring of Baal or Balaam or Satan, who is the ruling god, little g, of the Masonic order. Amen. Because these days that there are some Christians who get in some of anything, and they think that God is in it with them. God is not in it with you. Okay? They hook it up and join and they get into all kinds of stuff. And God's not in it. Now what is it causing you to do? Now you sense it that God is not in it, and you sense it like, well, I don't sense God's presence there. Now you're going to join something that you think is exciting as the Masonic order. The question that was asked to the messengers said, is it a cause that there's not a God in Israel that you go inquire of Baal-Zebub? And that name's supposed to mean Lord of the Flies. Sound familiar, don't it? We're gonna go into another scripture in a minute of that in the New Testament. Because as I told you before, the word Baal shows up in the New Testament. But also now that I'm looking at it and in my studies, it shows up again, but under another spelling when we'll look at in the New Testament. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Let's go into the New Testament. Let's go to Matthew chapter 12. Now keep in mind this Beelzebub here. Matthew chapter 12. Now I had to make a correction there of myself. Yes, the word Baal does show up in the New Testament, but also Beelzebub, which we just saw in the book of Kings, and therefore some of the demonic spirit or Baal was a name that was added on, B-A-A-L, to, and it's still dealing with, as you saw in the second book of Kings, it's an idol god. And it's spelled B-A-A-L, Zebub. But now, let's look in the New Testament. Okay? Hallelujah. Look at Matthew chapter 12. We're going to look at verse 25 to verse 27. And the word said, and Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself, how shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub, see, let you know Beelzebub. Now look how it's spelled here. It's spelled B-E-E-L. But see, in the Old Testament, it's spelled B-A-A-L, same demonic spirit, because this name right here means Lord of the Fly. If I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. See, just like the name Elijah is spelled E-L-I-J-A-H in the Old Testament, and over here in the New Testament, Elijah spelled E-L-I-A-S. And see, over here, in the Old Testament, Beelzebub, B-A-A-L, is over here spelled Beelzebub, B-E-E-L, okay? You understand it? But saying demonic evil spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But once again, this is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ speaking this. If he was Baal or Beelzebub or Baal-Elzebub, then he wouldn't be saying, he let you know right there, that if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. He told you, verse 26, for Satan casts out, if Satan casts out Satan, and if he's divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? So God and Baal, or God and Balaam, are two different people. Not the same. Not the same. And once again, you got Albert Pike, who comes up and calls him the true living God, Balaam. Balaam. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's look at Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11. Once again, God and Balaam is not the same. God and Baal is not the same. Not the same person. We're looking at this now. Amen? Because we have to do our due diligence, study, and research. You know that Jesus said in John chapter 5, he told you to search the scripture. Jesus, you know, that's amazing. The Lord Jesus Christ, all-powerful, all-knowing God, told you to search the scripture. In fact, he didn't even just tell you that. Just take it. Don't look it up. Just take it. He even told us to search the scriptures. Search his word. So why is it that we ought to search his word, but when it comes to what the Masonic order offered to us, we don't search it. We just take it at what they said. Got it backwards, don't we? Hallelujah. Now, look at Romans chapter 11, verse 1. He said, I say then, have God cast away his people? God forbid. For I am also an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God had not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Won't ye not what the scriptures say of Elijah? How he make an intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and dig down thy altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what say the answer of God unto him? God said, I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Once again, if God and Baal or God and Balaam was the same person, then God would have never have phrased that sentence or said it the way he would. He would have said it to refer to himself. But he said, none have bowed to the image of Baal, that idol, pagan, god of Canaan. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So God and Baal, or God and Balaam, is not the same one. And God is not called Balaam. Balaam is referred to that evil God, the very centerpiece, Satan. And we have men who are lifted up in pride and serving these idol gods, calling our God evil. And we as Christians, we don't do our due diligence to search it up and see nothing. We just take it at face value. And we're joining these organizations and these secret societies who even telling you stuff like they believe in God. And you won't even search up about it. You're just taking it for granted. Well, you know what? God this day have blessed that this information come to you now. And you have a decision to make, Christian. Now, you can, once again, you can disregard Brother Nate and say Brother Nate is crazy and he making up this stuff. And I ain't been told this stuff and I ain't seen this stuff and therefore I ain't going to listen. You go right ahead. But I'm here to tell you, when that truth really hits you, hallelujah. Because, see, in that ignorance, that ain't going to stop the enemy from being able to do to you. You know, some people, and sad to say, it's crept into the Christian circle, want to come up with what you don't know won't hurt you. But the word of God tells me that God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So don't sit there and think because, well, I ain't listening to that and I don't know for myself and I ain't going to put that, you ain't going to suffer behind you being joined to that which is evil. Oh, buddy, yes, you are. But see, God is giving you a chance to repent and come out of it. Because any organization, anybody that is in the act of serving evil and promoting evil, if they don't repent, it's going to be hit with the plagues that's going to hit that evil. Point blank. Amen. And many of you that's listening, well, yes, you say, okay, Brother Nate had never told you since I've been doing this series, don't look up, don't research or nothing about it. I never told you that. In fact, I have been telling you that's one of the things that has caused for many of these Christians to become Masons because they didn't do their due diligence. They didn't do their homework. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, and people, first of all, Satan, and those that work for him, they look at that. Especially if they see that you are a naive Christian. I know some of y'all don't believe that, but it's true. Amen. Like, for example, like I told you, that many of your companies, when you join a job and they give you that company book, if they were to really be truthful and answering this question, they would have to tell you, many of them do not expect you as the employee to read that company book. And you know what? For the biggest percentage, they are exactly right. Because many times, many of us are employees. We get that company book, take it home, and throw it down somewhere. We don't even know where it is now. Some of us been on the job for quite a few years and don't even know where that book at. And that's why a lot of these companies do certain stuff against their own company book. And even though you mad and lip poked out, they go ahead and do it. Why? Because they expect the majority of the people that they give the company book to cannot search it up. So they would do stuff against the own rules of their book. Because in their mind, well, he ain't searching it up. And for the biggest percentage, they're right. And therefore, you might holler, they're wrong. But now you ain't got nothing to stand on because you ain't ignorant about what the company book said. Why? Because you didn't look it over. And you're not looking it over. So all you're doing is powwowing and crying. And then maybe perhaps some years down the road, you just having to pick up the book and look in there and find out, oh, they did what, man? They own company book said. Well, you had the answer right there. And see, that's what I'm saying with many Christians about the Masonic order. You got your Bibles. You even got internet. you got dictionary and all this stuff. You can look up stuff. You can search this stuff out. You can look. And then get this. Here's the thing that's the kick on top of it. You have the Holy Ghost. You know what? You got the Holy Ghost. Amen. See, when you sow your seed in seeking and doing diligence, God will meet you. He'll meet you. Amen. Hallelujah. So once again, God is not called Balaam. But Albert Pike called him the Balaam. And once again, Albert Pike is, quote, highly regarded in the Masonic order. Amen. And many of you Christians who become Masons and on the lower level, no. What? Why do you think the devil going to come out and tell you that? He's a disguiser. Most times, he's not going to come out straight at you. You got to disguise it. Put a little sugar on it. Put a little beautiful bright colors on it. Why? Because he's been having a long time to watch you. And what he's been watching, he's been seeing that, hey, oh, they don't know where to get in the world. Ain't no way they can detect me, you know. And he laughs about it. So he used those who submit themselves to him, he used them, and they come out and say, hey, we feed the poor. We go visit the kids in the hospital. And you go, wow, that must be. And then they throw a little sugar on and say, you know, we're a Christian organization. They got to be. They go visit kids. Wow. And now you have taken a hook, line, and sinker. Now you are connected to a curse now. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We got a little over 12 and a half minutes left. And for those of you that, hey, you're a Christian, you became a Mason, you say, hey, you know what, Brother Nate, God has been showing me that this is true, what you're saying. And I admit I messed up. Man, I want to get out of this thing. I don't know what to do. How do I get out of it? Amen. Well, this is what you do. Say these words after me with sincerity of heart. Say, Lord, I admit that I sinned when I joined the Masonic order. I have a change of mind about it now. I regret joining it, and I would turn away from it. Lord God, I break my connection to it. I break any ungodly soul ties to it. I renounce it. I call it evil, and I ask you to forgive me. By the authority given me of Jesus Christ, I command every demon and every devil that has came into my life because I had joined a Masonic order to leave, because you no longer have a right to be here in the name of Jesus. You no longer have a right to afflict my life in Jesus' name. And if you've done that in sincerity, guess what? You are free. And you are under the power of the blood of Jesus. And just say, Lord, cover me under your blood and keep me. You don't have to fear. I know some of you think, say, okay, I made that oath. I'm afraid of them taking my life. No, you are under the protection of the Lord. And Brother Nate is not just talking noise at you, neither. I'm not just talking noise that you are under God's protection, because you have repented and come out of that. And God will keep you. Despite of their threats and all that, God will keep you. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And to you who is a sinner, and perhaps that God has been showing you that in this Masonic order, there's evil to it. And you're saying down to yourself, man, I want to get out of this thing. I'm afraid. I don't see there's no way out. Well, yes, it is. Here's what you do first with a sincere heart. You got to come to Christ to receive him as Lord, to be under his protection and his covenant. And the only thing you got to say is, Lord, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe that you were raised from the dead to give me life. And you broke the bands of death off my life. And you said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I call upon your name right now, Lord, to save me. And I thank you for saving me right now. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you do that in sincerity of heart, guess what? You are born again believer. And you are under the protection of the Lord. Now it's time to break this thing. And the only thing you got to say is, Lord, I acknowledge that I sinned when I joined the Masonic order. I have a change of mind about it now. I will turn away from it. I renounce and I break any ties to that organization. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I renounce it and call it evil. In Jesus' almighty name, and Lord, I ask you to forgive me. In the name of Jesus. And then after that, that's all you have to do is exercise your authority and say, in the name of Jesus, I command every demon and every devil that came in my life through me joining the Masonic order to leave. You no longer have a right to afflict me and to be in my life. In Jesus' almighty name, I pray. Amen. And if you've done that, guess what? You're free. You're under the blood of Jesus and you are protected. Once again, Brother Nate is not talking noise to you. Because I know you say, hey, I made that oath, and they might come after me. No, God has got you under protection. He's got you under protection. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Thank God for his word. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for another blessing broadcast this day. In Jesus' name, and Father, I ask, Lord God, that you would look over those who are listening, bless them and strengthen them right now in Jesus' name. Help them, Lord God. For the glory of the living God. And I pray that this blessing, this broadcast have been pleasing in your sight and a blessing unto them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Don't forget tomorrow, stay tuned for Brother Daniel Rogers. He normally come on at 5 in the evening. And then at 7 for Brother Emmanuel Murphy. Look for the advertisement there, but if there don't be no change, that is the time that they come on. Praise be to God. We are on 7 days a week doing what God has us to do. So, amen, amen. So, I thank God for all of you that have been listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. And may he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.